Mike Houston after Tulane.
Pretty good night for the Pirates. You know, what an incredible performance by our team. And, you know, we talked about it, you know, middle of the week. You know, really challenged them last Sunday. Challenged them on Tuesday. We had an extremely physical practice on Tuesday. Came back Wednesday, had another, you know, physical day on Wednesday. And just really, you know, I'm just proud of the way they responded. You know, it says a lot about their character. You know, they were challenged to play a certain way. You know, when I took the job 2.5 years ago, I stood at my press conference and described the kind of team we were going to build. And I played those clips for the team yesterday, you know, during our team meeting yesterday afternoon. And they came out and played exactly the way we described the program would compete and play. And couldn't be more proud of our players. Couldn't be more proud of our coaches. It's just, you know, what a night. The highest rushing performance since 2007 is what I've been told. Highest single game rushing performance since Chris Johnson in the bowl game in Hawaii, which was also 2007. So pretty good night on the ground. But a lot of that credit goes to our offensive line. You know, it's, you know, after you know, being really challenged last week, you know, from their performance, and, you know, the way they were pushed in practice this week to go out and play the way they did tonight. Just really proud of that group, and they gave Rajay and Keaton, you know, all the room to run that they needed. And those two guys, they're good players. So, you know, just really pleased with the win against a really good Tulane football team.
Chris, I guess it goes without saying, but the balance you had tonight, I mean, that takes the pressure off of Holton.
Yeah.
And opens up the playbook.
Well, and I've said the better we can run the football, the better we'll throw the football. So it's, I don't think it's a coincidence we had 310 yards rushing and we had 302 yards passing. So we want to be balanced, but, you know, it really takes the pressure off of Holton and the offensive line. And, you know, the biggest example of that was the touchdown pass to Snead on fourth down in the second quarter. You know, Holton had all day. It was man coverage. And, I mean, you're only going to stay with Snead for so long. So you give Holton time, he's going to find him. So, and that was a big play there to, you know, kind of finish off the first half scoring.
Coach, you get off to a good start early with a bunch of touchdowns. How much did that relax your team a little bit in terms of just settling in?
Well, I don't know about relaxed, but certainly we were able to grab the momentum. You know, we want to have a fast start. We were extremely aggressive, and, you know, it's one of those things. If the kids don't have my back there and perform on fourth down, you know, we went for it a couple times there where it was, you know, iffy whether or not you should go for it. But, you know, we said we wanted to be aggressive coming into the ball game. I thought Donnie did a great job with our play calls on fourth down, and, you know, able to convert 4 out of 5 on the day, which I thought was huge. But the momentum early was big. I think, you know, the way we finished off the game in the fourth quarter is just incredible.
So on Tuesday, I asked you, about a 3-game win streak to be the first in 2014. You kind of downplayed it a little bit. I'll ask the same question. Are you going to talk about it now? How important is the 3 wins in a row?
I just think it tells you a lot about the direction of the program, especially homecoming, Tulane, conference opener. And then for that to be the third win in a row, I just think it says a lot about the direction of the program. I think it says a lot about the players. And what an incredible day with our fan base. You know, that stadium was rocking all game long, and I'm telling you, that makes a difference. It makes a difference to our players. It makes a difference to recruits. Just our fans were an impact today for us.
Coach, 3 wins in a row. How is this move going forward in the conference play? I mean, what a great way to start conference play.
It's a good way to start conference play. Now, it's irrelevant tomorrow morning. I mean, the whole deal is, you know, 1-0 next week. That's the deal. And, you know, we talked about it last Sunday when we started this week, and I said, listen, you're starting conference play. You know, we play in a heck of a conference. I mean, you saw the scores from last night and from today. I mean, it's people are knocking each other off left and right. I mean, you can't worry about anything other than the one right in front of you. So, you know, we'll enjoy this one tonight, and then, you know, UCF next week is our only focus.
Coach, they came back and got within a score. And maybe talk about how East Carolina responded at that point to retake control of the game.
Well, I figured it was going to get back pretty tight. I mean, Pratt's a good quarterback, got really good skill. Willie's a great coach. They're too good of a football team to, you know, just lay down and quit. So I expected them to come back. They did. But our kids responded. And I think, you know, the big thing to me, I mean, I thought that no quarter flag, you know, we preach it to our kids about what that means. And I think the significant thing was putting the game away with the score, the first score of the fourth quarter and the last score of the fourth quarter. And just the way that they played there to respond to those two touchdowns in the third.
Coach, they took it to you guys pretty good last year, same venue. It's rare to get them maybe back to the same venue second year in a row. How much do you think that motivated the players, the coaches from last year?
Well, I think our guys understood the caliber of team that they were. I mean, I think it's a good thing. I mean, the players that were here, they knew, you know, they've lost a tough one to Oklahoma, a tough one to UAB, and lost to a very good Ole Miss team. So they understand that the 1-3 Tulane team is a very dangerous team and a quality program. So I didn't have to worry about that this week, especially after last week. But, you know, the biggest thing I think about having my home was just to be back in front of our fans. And I'm just telling you, the Pirate Walk was as good today as I've ever seen it. I mean, it was energetic from the get-go. And the players, they felt it. And then you get out there on the field, and just the way the stadium was, just the enthusiasm, the fans got into the game, and just that's the biggest piece about you know, being back at home.
Coach, you alluded to this earlier, but the physical, as physical as I've seen in East Carolina team in a while, but how much does that energize the team and just kind of set the tone for
us? Well, I mean, we've been fortunate everywhere we've been to be able to build a program that's the way they play. And I'm just telling you, it's just like that fourth quarter. I mean, you can demoralize your opponent if you can run the football that way on offense, if you can control the game like that on offense. Now, I'd like to not give up some of those big plays on defense. I mean, but that's, you know, the last big pass play was a great play call, great scheme. They schemed us up in man coverage, got the back out, and so that's credit to them. But you know, just the physical play of our offensive line was just that. That was the most pivotal thing about the night. You know, it's just that's a really special performance by those kids.
On Wednesday, Coach Kirkpatrick said when Ryan Jones gets going, it's going to be something special.
Yep.
Was that part of the game plan? Was he forced?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, he's been coming on the last several weeks, and he had his best week of practice this week. You know, we had a lot of things in the package for him this week, and he kept on making plays in practice. And I talked to Ryan on Wednesday and Thursday and just told him, I said, hey, just be ready to go. You know, you're going to get the chances. And he came through. And really proud of just how much that kid has matured, grown up, assimilated himself to our locker room, and then just what a great performance tonight. And, you know, another guy that's, you know, been coming on and practicing better and better, Mason Garcia, first touchdown pass as a Pirate, first of many. You know, and I really like the packages we have with him. I think it's great for him. It's great for our team. We'll be able to take advantage of his abilities. And the greatest thing is, you know, Holton's right there, you know, his biggest fan. So really proud of those two guys and the way they played in the quarterback room tonight.
Coach, the locker room sounded special, I guess is the best way to put it. We just couldn't help it over here. Who did the game ball go to tonight?
We didn't give one out. We had Keaton Mitchell and the offensive line led us in the fight song tonight, but that was a team win. I mean, that was, you know, you can talk about Keaton, you can talk about those offensive linemen, you can talk about Audie Amatosho, you can talk about Jaquan McMillan, you know, you can talk about a lot of guys, but that was a team deal tonight. So, you know, that was great. You had Parmalee in there in the locker room with us, had Ken Burnett, starting inside linebacker on the Peach Bowl team, in there in the locker room with us, had the Chancellor in there in the locker room with us. So we had a star-struck lineup in there. So, but it was a great. Great locker room. It doesn't get any better than that.
Coach, no turnovers, 4 takeaways.
Yep, win the turnover battle. We stressed it this week. We talked about it. We worked it. You know, something that we take a lot of pride in defensively, but I'm really proud of our offense, how we're doing, you know, the job we're doing protecting the football. So,
Coach, that's 3 straight wins in the conference dating back to last year, 3 in a row right now. This team's beginning to learn how to win ball games. Talk about what that does for your confidence level as a team.
It just means we're 1-0 in the conference, and we get a chance to go down to Orlando and try to get a win next week. I mean, belief, that's what it does, confidence in themselves. That's the thing that was absent from the program 2.5 years ago. There was zero confidence in the program. And those kids believe. And you can ask me all about the heat you want to, because all the heat, they can kiss my rear end. Okay, so you can print that. All right, because as long as those kids in that locker room believe and those coaches believe, I'll take our loyal fan base, because there's a lot of loyal Pirates around here, and they believe. So anybody else, they can go fly a kite.
Coach, go back to Kirkpatrick and Mason Garcia. Whose call was that to put him in?
It's part of our game plan this week, and just is situational. You know, it's just you got to be in the right hash for certain plays, the right part of the field, the right down and distance. And so, you know, we're looking for those opportunities because we've worked on it. It looked really, really good during practice this week, and so, you know, we wanted to use it, and you know, had several opportunities there, and you know, Mason and Ryan, and you know, the two big tight ends and the offensive line really executed well.
Alex, go ahead. Coach, your defense, you had the takeaways, you had big hits by Fleming and Stringer early. Nine guys share eight tackles for losses.
Yep.
What's your assessment of them now? You got 2 months to go. What should we be expecting of that group?
Well, I hope continue play like that. You know, we wanted our identity to be run and hit. That's it. You know, be on the same page, communicate, you know, play with passion, play with intensity, play with energy, tackle with aggression, you know, gang tackle, but run to the ball, run and hit. You know, that's, you got all the schemes and all that stuff, and, you know, there's lots of smart coaches out there, a lot smarter than me, that draw all this stuff up on a board. It's not as much what you do as it's how you do it. And if we'll keep playing like that, we got a shot.
Anyone else for Coach? Okay, thanks.
Hey, Ronnie Woodward, I really appreciate you. This is the perfect way to end your career. I was hoping we get this opportunity tonight, so thanks a lot for being along for the ride. Appreciate you.
That's awesome.